State Representative Mark Meadows. Mark, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, Tony. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you. I got a quick quiz for you. According to Fox News, how much does the average guy spend on Valentine's Day? $20, $50, $120, or $150? What do you think?
I'm guessing $50.
No, we spend an average of $120.
Wow.
I know. I don't know who's spending that. Even if I was rolling in the dough like you, Mark, I wouldn't spend that much.
Well, you know, if you're rolling in the dough like me, we're both, looking for some money, man.
Hey, listen, a couple of serious questions I have for you. First of all, with the release of President Barack Obama's budget, that has cut the funding for the facility for rare isotope beams. I know that's a federal matter, but I know you've got concerns about that.
I do have concerns about that, and the FRIP is a very important addition to the economic future of Mid-Michigan and Michigan State University, which, you know, the type of research that can be done there attracts really high-quality businesses and high-paying jobs to the Mid-Michigan region. So the federal government had signed really a contract with MSU that should have provided about $55 million in funding this year, and they asked Michigan State University to actually accelerate the construction process for the FRIP, and now we're in the middle of it, and the funding provided in the, or at least proposed in the budget, is only about $22 million. I am confident, however, that no matter which side of the aisle you sit on, that our Mid-Michigan legislators, whether it be Mike Rogers or Debbie Stabenow or Carl Levin, are going to fight like crazy to get the appropriate funding into the budget for the FRIP. So I don't think the fight is over yet, and I'm hoping that more money will be assigned to that that project.
Is there anything that could be done on the state level funding-wise?
You know, I guess, you know, we could beef up some funding for it. I guess that would be an option. I'm not sure that we have the money for it. And of course, we're just at the beginning process in our own budget on the state level. But, you know, we also have an agreement, actually, when MSU got into this, from the state that would provide certain levels of funding. And that's been a struggle to get that money to MSU for the project. So they've dipped into their own sort of reserves in order to keep this project going. And in the long run, this will make us a national center for the type of research that could be conducted there. And there'll be no place else other than in Europe on the globe that will provide the opportunity for this research. So it's really a signature project for the future of MSU. It's the type of thing that we should be encouraging. You want to talk about math, science, and making sure that people get into those professions, then, you know, this is the type of project that's necessary to do that.
Later this week, we are going to have State Representative Eileen Kowal on the program, and she's from Oakland County's White Lake Township, and she's the sponsor of a proposal that would prohibit abortions after 20 weeks with an exemption when the mother's life is at risk. What's your thought about this legislation? And there's other abortion legislation that may come up.
Yeah, actually, there's a couple of more bills that are going to be, I think, reported out of committee this week. At least we're being told that they'll be reported out of committee that would criminalize, would replicate the existing criminal penalties for stalking and other assaultive behavior, threatening, but make it specific to a relationship surrounding, you know, someone's wanting to have somebody have an abortion. I think it's already covered by criminal law, so I don't really know why these bills are proceeding at all. But Eileen's bill, I think, has a couple of problems with it, and she can probably have her own position with regard to this. But the bill that would restrict that, you know, the right to have an abortion is pretty clearly defined by existing case law, both federal and state, relating or that resulted from Roe v. Wade. And, you know, we've had, decades of lawsuits and case law with regard to it. And this would be very restrictive and in a way that I think may be in conflict with existing law. And so I think it's one of those things that Right to Life has been pushing for. And related even to the partial birth abortion ban that was signed into law earlier this year, which is, you know, a replication of federal law, existing restrictions that were even in Michigan law. And so I'm not sure what the reason for these things going forward with is, but I think it's, you know, to pay off the debt to Right to Life for support, apparently.
Are you surprised by this legislation?
Yeah, you know, I am. I'm surprised by a lot of the social legislation that has been percolating in the House. You know, our job is to put Michiganders back to work. You know, we had 1 million people lose their jobs, and during the Granholm administration, we got back about 350,000 jobs. But, you know, we haven't been gaining as many jobs as I think most of us had hoped, even with the recession turning around and the national economic picture looking better and better. Now, I think that's what we ought to be concentrating on at this point in time, not needless replication of existing law or trying to get yourself, you know, in tight with a particular funder. This is really a time for us to concentrate on economic development in the state of Michigan. And I know the governor, you know, has said that this will come from the tax breaks that he gave to business last year, but we haven't seen any movement in that direction, and the economic picture that we have seen is really, you know, an economic picture that has resulted under the old, supposedly job-killing tax, business tax that was out there. So, you know, I really feel like we are sort of missing the boat here. We need to be concentrating on job creation, putting people back to work, and at that, in the long run, is the best thing for our town.
I know you're planning on a coffee time where folks from your district can come in and chat with you about things that's on their mind. When's your next one?
It's the Friday after next, and it's at the Big B Coffee that's on the corner of Jolly and Okemos Road. It's my Okemos coffee, and I switch around from my four communities, four school districts, actually, in my district, and this month it's in Okemos. I'm expecting that, you know, we'll have some discussion with regard to the governor's budget proposals. That's, you know, usually that's sort of like the topic of the day. Whatever's happened most recently is what people want to come in and talk about. And that budget really affects Okemos pretty directly. This is the year that we go to all-day kindergarten. It's going to cost that school district about $640,000 to comply with this new state mandate with regard to all-day kindergarten. Plus, although the governor is touting that he gave everybody a 1% increase in school funding, you know, that doesn't even keep up with the 3.6% in fossil living costs that are impacting the school districts as well. So, you know, it's another round of cuts. In terms of classrooms in Okemos, and they took a huge hit last year. So I'm sure people will want to come in and talk about education funding.
Thanks so much, Mark. We'll talk with you soon.
All right. Thanks, Tony. Have a great day.